And welcome to Across the Park, a brand new sports show right here on your 2SER. Wow, what a huge week we've had both on and off the field of your sporting choice. My name is Joel Kassam, and in this corner is a man who has gone out and bought all the strawberries he can just so he can continue his sewing passion. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mick Rad.
Hey! Oh, what a reception. Thank you, Joel. Welcome to Across the Park. I'm excited to be here. And yeah, all you have to do is chop those strawberries in diagonals. That's the key. Yeah, yeah.
Is there ever a key in there? You found a few needles, haven't you?
I found swords. I found a sword.
Okay. Oh, we'll just move straight on. In the other corner is a woman who has come into the studio with her shoulder hanging by a thread after being slapped by an octopus. I think I may have mixed up two stories there. It's the one and only Gabby Morris. There's your applause.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You needed
too
something.
Kind.
Great always... start. Are they taking us off air now, I think?
Hey, Bean, Gabby, welcome. This is exciting.
Welcome yourself, and thanks for having me. In the corner over here.
Yeah, you are quite far away.
Yeah, I'm really far away. I'm like hugging the corner of the whole table.
Someone's got to hold it up. Okay, for those who are new to the show, which is everyone, of course, as this is our first episode, we are your sporting panel for the next half hour. Are we experts? I hear you ask. Mm-mm. No, not at all. And how exactly did I hear you ask? Am I hearing things? Is this thing on? Should I start again? No, we'll keep going. Let's start the show by finding out your sporting credentials, Mick Rad and Gab Rad.
Gab Rad.
I don't know. Just gave
Gab Rad.
Rad Gab.
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, we'll work on it.
Sporting credentials. I can do a foghorn interpretation very well.
What?
Okay. Very good.
That's the thing.
That wasn't a sound effect. I didn't have that queued up.
No, that was not a sound effect.
Wow.
Very
I
good,
can
Gabby.
Also bounce a basketball between my legs. So.
What do you mean?
Oh,
what
is
mean
it?
What
yes.
I mean.
Okay, so
oh,
when,
like
yeah.
back and forward.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
just
yeah.
like bounce through again. See your ball.
That's how you play basketball.
I've always been impressed by people who can bounce a basketball in front, behind.
I can do a bit of that.
Yeah. That's so, and spinning on your finger. That's always impressed me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, not there yet.
Mm. I can do that with DVDs.
What?
Yeah. So when I worked at a video shop for about 2 years, and it was just as VHS was leaving and DVDs were coming in, and I would just practice spinning DVDs as I put them away on my finger. Anyway, what are your sporting credentials, Mick?
Well, I've had many girlfriends.
While we're doing sound effects, how about this one? Is it raining? Is it raining in the studio? Is there a leak somewhere?
I don't know.
It's the sound of my tears.
That's the sound of the audience
turning off.
Well, this has been a cracker.
Unbelievable. Okay, we should talk sport. Footy grand finals are upon us, which means we are now a weekend out from cricket. AFL, we have Collingwood taking on West Coast, which is Perth, so that's Melbourne and Perth. In the NRL, we have the Sydney Roosters playing the Melbourne Storm. So that's three cities. Big shout out to Brisbane and Adelaide, who've done nothing.
Oh, actually, I'll correct you there, Joel.
Uh-oh.
Brisbane are playing Sydney in the women's grand final.
That's true. Yes. Yes. And I do want to talk about that.
On rugby league. Rugby league.
Oh, yeah.
First time.
Yeah. Look, we're
talking about Brisbane are ripped.
Let's go into it. So the Sunday is grand final day. And as you said, yes, the day starts at, I think, 1:35 p.m. roughly. Who knows with these people? like you said, we have the women's grand final, Brisbane and Roosters. Yeah, 1:35. Then at 3:45, we have the NRL State Championship, is what they call it. So that's sort of reserve grade. It's Canterbury.
Yeah. So last week you had the winner of the New South Wales Cup, which was Canterbury.
Canterbury beat Newtown. Newtown were leading most of that game.
I know, come Jets. I was disappointed.
I know.
That.
I think a lot of people were.
Yeah.
A lot, except for Dogs fans, obviously. and they'll be taking on Redcliffe Dolphins, who won up in the Queensland competition.
Yeah.
So they do that every year.
At least not Sharks. No, if they were Sharks, they might have been shot. Coming down, you know, biting people. That was bad.
Anyway,
sorry.
Gav.
I'm just ordering some dinner.
Jesus, no, we're only like a few minutes into the show.
No, I'm just kidding. Because also tomorrow is it tomorrow the Koori Knockout's on as well?
Yeah,
is
Koori it? Knockout's over the whole weekend. Yeah, the whole weekend. It's actually really exciting. Out in Dubbo. It's a massive, massive thing. And you can watch it live because, you know, I'm just going to spruik it a bit. Live all week, all day Monday on SBS.
Yep.
And NITV is showing it as well.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Really cool. So much sport to watch. This is very exciting. Let's talk about the NRL Grand Final, though, because this is a very juicy one. Melbourne Storm versus Sydney Roosters. Pretty much everybody's second favourite team, I think. this game is, of course, being played Sunday, as I said, at about 7:20 again.
Who knows?
Who really knows? The biggest story of the week, of course, is Billy Look Mum No Hands Slater getting off from a shoulder charge from last week's game against the Sharks. And the person I feel most sorry for here in all of this, not Fecky, not Slater, not his family, not the Storm, not the Roosters, not Kronk, is the guy who had to, like, scrub Billy's name off the Clive Churchill medal and then put it back on again as he, you know, got back into the... Anyway.
Now that he's back in, he's a favourite for the Clive Churchill medal. I think he was favourite even if he wasn't going to play.
Because I saw this the shoulder charge prevent a try, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole... You're not allowed, you have to put your hands up, right? They just changed the rule that you can't... You're not allowed to shoulder charge.
That's right.
But then he went to rugby court.
Yeah, rugby court. Yeah.
Where do you get a rugby lawyer from? That's what I want to know.
He got a guy who was, he's got a lot of people off a lot of things, I think.
Yeah, it's like, Nick. This is what I find interesting.
Just
like,
Nick.
Why does someone like him get off?
Slater and Gordon.
Because it was quite obviously a shoulder charge, right?
Well,
like, it was very obvious.
It's a very, Gab, you've nailed it. You've hit it on the head. Why does he get off? Why does he get off? When everyone else has been charged for the same shoulder charge all year long, why does Billy Slater get off in the game before the grand final? Do you know the answer?
Tell me.
Because he's Billy Slater.
Yeah. I was nearly going to say because he's Kelly Slater.
Because he's Kelly Slater's brother.
Yeah.
I stayed up for...
You could have told me that and I would have believed you.
That's his dad. You stayed up?
2.5 hours watching that Twitter
shoulder
feed.
Charge over and over again.
Yeah, on repeat. Just
Kelly
going,
Slater.
Yep, yeah. Shoulder charge. Yep,
guilty.
Shoulder charge.
Guilty.
That's what they did
guilty.
In the judiciary room. Yep. And then the last time, you know, 2.5 hours into it, the last guy went, oh, wait a second. And they go, oh, no shoulder charge. He's exonerated. He's off. So he's playing. Yeah, Sunday. Look, the NRL Grand Final to me used to be one of my favourite days of the year. Like, he's so excited about it. Didn't matter who was playing. He'd be so into it. But when it comes down to the Roosters versus the Storm in the grand final, where, to be honest, I don't really care. But the only thing that really gets me is the Sydney versus Melbourne rivalry, you know?
Yeah.
I really dislike Melbourne as a city.
Really? Here we go. Oh.
So for that, I really hope Sydney wins. But to me, you know what's going to win the best on Sunday? It's Gang of Youths playing before the grand final, in which I'll be on the ground.
Oh, that'll be good.
Cheering them on.
It's the only thing that sounds interesting to me.
And then getting
this conversation.
ushered out of the ground and not watching any football. That'll be my.
Are you not going to stay and watch?
I get tickets to watch them play the gig, and then I have to get out of the ground.
No,
really?
Yeah.
I feel like also surely the sound's not going to be that good, and it's not going to be that
pish posh, Gabby.
When they're playing live.
Yeah, the sound will be terrible, but it'll be fun being on the ground watching them play.
Are these like special tickets, or people can buy tickets?
No, this is I won tickets to just watch the band and then get the hell out of there.
Right.
Did you win them here at 2SER?
I did not.
Okay, we'll move on then.
Let's not say which radio session you did with them.
Did you triple your music to get it? Or anyway, look, Latrell Mitchell is back for the Roosters.
Yes, he is.
A big thing. He is their goal kicker, Gabby.
Oh, goal kicker?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Is that a new thing?
No. In NRL, goals are kicked after a try scored or a penalty.
Are they having a comeback or something? Or is that... I feel like I've... Yeah.
No, yeah. So what happens in NRL, just if you're a fan of NRL, just switch off for a couple of minutes while we explain this to Gabby. You score a try, you get 4 points.
Oh, yeah.
For it,
and then you do the...
And then you can convert
trifecta.
That.
Yeah. Nope, the converter. Yeah.
We really should be getting Gab to... We should be doing a live commentary of the game.
Yeah.
And just good. Hearing Gab...
Oh, here comes another big bloke with a ball, and another big bloke smashes him. And again. Oh, and again, and again.
See? It's amazing.
Anyway, so what happened is Latrell Mitchell is the goal kicker. Pretty much the only goal kicker, as we found out last week, for the Roosters.
Yeah.
And they need him badly because they scored four tries last weekend and couldn't kick
goal. Hang on. How much extra points do you get when you get a...
Two extra points. A goal is always worth two, whether it's a penalty or after a try.
Mm. It's a 50% bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the try.
Yeah.
Which is pretty...
Which is weird that they would only have one player that can do that.
Yes. And some teams don't even
I'm getting it.
Mm, you are. Yeah. And of course, they welcome back Dylan, I tackle with my head, Napa as well. So, I mean, he's come out and said, I'm... just going to continue tackling how I do. Yeah. This is the man who's been reported a million times for shoulder charges and tackling with his maniac.
I don't understand what you mean by tackling with his head, don't they? The head's always in there.
Leading with his head.
His arm's almost non-existent.
Right.
Shoulders and head.
You'd think pretty dangerous for yourself.
Exactly.
I'm surprised more people aren't seriously injured.
Well, they've got this new concussion rule now in NRL, which has been there for a couple of years, where if you are a bit groggy getting up after a tackle, off you go.
Yeah.
You got to go get your head checked and they often don't play
again. They all should get their head checked.
Roosters have qualified for their seventh grand final since 2000, but have only won two of six.
I really thought these two teams had played a grand final against each other. Yes. I even said so on my Wednesday drive show, thinking it had happened. But it has never happened. The Roosters and the Storm have never played in a grand final, but they have, 12 of the last 20 grand finals have had one of them in there.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like, it's a pretty huge stat. So
it's a ridiculous amount.
The Storm, you know.
What are the odds?
The odds? Mm. That's a great question, and I don't have it in front of me.
Storm are about $1.67, and I think the Roosters are at $2.10, $2.20. So the Storm, but no one's won a back-to-back premiership in rugby league since 92, 93. I think it is.
That's right, Brisbane.
Which was a Bronco. So it's hard to do. And I think, look, I actually, as much as a Storm will probably win, you just don't know. Grand finals, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Storm quickly. They're playing their eighth grand final in 13 seasons, as you were just saying. Cam Smith has scored his most points in the season this season. He's scored 199. So I'm assuming he's going to... Oh, okay. And that's it. Look, I think Storm are going to win. To me, I can see them going back-to-back, especially with Billy getting off. And who knows what's happening with Cooper Cronk. If you don't know, Cooper Cronk is...
I literally was like, with the language I do not understand.
We should have done rugby league player or chess champion or something.
We should put bets and fruit on who will win, because we did this last time with the AFL.
Yeah, well, you guys did it. I'm happy for you to do it again.
I'll bet you a punnet of needleless strawberries
yes.
that the other team that you
Roosters?
Said... Yep, they will win by a converting... try.
Good.
That'll be 6 points.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
And Mick, what do you say? Well, it's pretty hard because I think he wants to beat the Roosters too.
That's okay. You can do that.
Well, that's right. We both win. Gab and I both win and Joel gives us lots of strawberries.
Yep.
Can I get raspberries though? I like them better.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, they're also very expensive.
No, yeah, sort
of. Fine. I'm changing mine to 2 punnets of raspberries.
Two punnets?
Yeah.
There's only 1 punnet of strawberries. That's like $2.
Yeah, fine.
No, you get strawberries and you like them.
Okay.
That's it. Yes. Who did you pick in the grand final?
Roosters is going to win.
Okay, thank
like
you.
Two,
so you've,
two
you,
points.
Okay. You both picked the same team. That's great. Fantastic work, guys. Let's talk about AFL. AFL is another sport that
Sorry,
is happening.
Dad.
It's happening on Saturday. Let me run this show. Okay.
Jeez.
Collingwood play West Coast.
Guys.
That's all we have
I'm still waiting for my Uber Eats.
Okay, Collingwood play the West Coast Eagles this Saturday at 3 o'clock. No, 2:30 p.m. MCG, if you're going. You going? Anyone going?
I'm not going, but I will watch. I'm excited.
Nobody goes because they have 100,000 tickets and they all go flitty, flitty, flitty to all the corporate people. And then the little people there who actually go for those teams get to go.
Is that true?
It's been a big controversy this week, actually.
Okay.
How much are tickets?
Oh, lots. Like, $200.
Oof.
Do more? 250? I don't know. Oofed.
Yeah.
Wait, so where are the West Coast Eagles from?
Perth. Yes.
The West Coast?
West Coke Eagles.
Controversial.
Ben Cousins and whatnot.
Oh, God, that's going back, isn't it?
Isn't it? Isn't it going back?
Guys, can we just talk more about sport?
Put a cough button, mate. Use it.
What are the odds for the West Coast Eagles and Collingwood?
That is a great question, and I can tell you this: I don't know, but
since
I can also
you're an
tell
odds
you.
Person,
I just want to know, like, what are the who's going? I don't care about like the betting.
I'll tell you at the end of the regular round, West Coast finish ahead of Collingwood.
Oh.
Yet Collingwood are still favourites to take out this game. And West Coast have won the both regular season games they played. West Coast won.
Mm.
And then I think, didn't they play in the finals like 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
And West Coast won that as well. Yep. And yet Collingwood are still favourites.
But the big stat, and here's the home ground advantage.
Yeah.
It's,
yes, very
true. It's always played in Melbourne. Obviously, like the NRL Grand Finals are always played in Sydney, but there's always a bit of controversies, particularly when there's interstate clubs that are playing. Collingwood get to play at their home ground as well in the Grand Final. So they've got an advantage of having a major fan base in Melbourne who are going to be there.
And do you reckon that has a massive impact?
No.
Anyway? Yeah, that's...
It probably doesn't. Because in the other day, everyone who hates Collingwood, and there are quite a lot of them, will be cheering for West Coast. So in the end of the day, it'll be probably more Collingwood fans, but there'll still be a lot of people actually want.
What do the West Coast Eagles jerseys look like? Is it brown?
No, it's
red?
Blue and yellow.
Blue. You can see that little picture there.
Oh, blue and yellow. Yeah, Collingwood's got a better uniform.
What, black and white?
Yeah, I like the that. Pies, it's slimming. It's nice. Also, the I just want to talk about, because I'm interested in the uniforms, because the GWS Giants, as I said, I don't know if I've said this to you guys before, but they are the worst colours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they literally look like the Sydney Trains uniform.
Yes.
But how did that happen?
Orange is wrong for any uniform.
Orange and grey.
Yeah. Well, GWS are very new, you know. They didn't really get a chance to pick a colour
all
that has already been done.
No, but there's ways and means of designing a better looking jersey.
Mm.
And why would you want it to look like the Sydney Trains uniform? It's confusing and annoying.
Sponsored by the Sydney Trains?
Are they?
Ooh. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, no.
It's not really that interesting. That wasn't even like an interesting link to go down in.
Okay, who's your pick? Pies or Eagles?
West Coast all the way.
Yep.
Collingwood,
or West Coast?
Collingwood boys all the way.
Yeah, cool. Excellent.
What do you think, Joel?
Actually, I think Collingwood as well.
Yeah?
Even though, like I said, West Coast have won three of the games they've played this year.
I have no reason to pick West Coast. I just like their colours better. See?
There you go. Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, they're Parramatta colours.
Exactly.
Well, this is Magpies, which is sort of...
I like Magpies.
Tigers.
You like Magpies?
Yeah, the bird.
Only when they swoop you and they hit your eye and then you knock your eyeball out. That's not nice.
Does that happen to you?
No. But
often.
You're looking at me and like almost gesturing to your eye.
I've been attacked by many magpies.
I've never been. I'm excited for the day when I do. Like, I'll feel really Australian.
You don't want it. It's scary.
Have you been looking at the Brown Cardigan Instagram that just has like videos of just dogs and people getting swooped?
It scares me. It triggers me. I tell you what.
Really?
Yeah. Ride down the street in my neighborhood without getting magpies is going me, and it's scary stuff.
I just feel like it would just make your day so much more. It's like a survival mode. It's like we're just living our lives, just like it's so easy, and then you just go into survival mode because a bird is attacking you. Like, it would just make going to work so much more exciting.
Wow,
just like ducking.
Sounds
and
like you're craving an exciting life, Gab. I'm impressed by that.
Speaking of animals that attack, Tiger Woods is back.
Yeah, it's another animal. Well, yes. good segue.
What a segue. We planned that.
Is back from where?
Sleeping with multiple women.
Yeah, well, ooh. Yes. I mean, pretty much.
I mean,
okay. He's come back. He's won his first PGA Tour title in more than 5 years. As you were trying to say before, it's actually 1,876 days.
There you go.
Since he last won anything.
That sounds like Gab doesn't like Tiger Woods, which is fair call. Do you like Tiger Woods?
Fair call.
Joel?
Look.
I actually didn't mean that in a negative way.
Oh, well, it just sounded like he's slept with multiple women.
Yeah, no, good on him. I don't really, like, I remember vaguely that he was bad doing that. But I don't really remember the details of it, so then I feel like I can't really say anything.
Well, again, this is going back many years now.
Yeah, how long has it been?
About 5 years, yeah. Or even probably before that, because that all happened and then he started to really... But he also has these problems. He had a bad knee. He's got a really bad back, which having an affair with a lot of women will do to you. he's had this terrible back and he's basically been rebuilt. Like, he's had 4 or 5 surgeries on his back alone.
He is now a robot.
He pretty much is a robot. And
but what amazes me is that he's been out of the game, hasn't won anything for 5 years. He's 2 tournaments away from becoming the most winningest golfer ever.
Winningest?
How old
winningest.
Is he?
42.
There you go.
My age. is my age.
He was so proud. 42.
The only thing that I find interesting in golf is when they leave really funny sookie messages to their partners. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
This South African golfer meant to send a personal message to his partner, but he sent it to the group message to his friends, and then they just sent it globally. And it's just this really long message of him just going, "Oh, my books, I love you so much, my special person. You're everything to me." And it just got, and the pet names are just like, it's almost, it's just a little bit like,
a
bit much. But that made golf so interesting to me. Like, it was just, wow, they have
feelings. That's awesome. I've looked that up.
Too.
Is that online somewhere?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's so funny.
Cool.
Moving past golf, cricket,
yes,
which is coming up very soon.
Coming soon.
Very good.
Oh, wow.
That was very good.
I
do it on the side.
There was a guy who did the voiceovers for like all those VHSs. We're onto this again. His name is like Dave Britton or something like that.
In a world.
Yeah.
He did
rotten by football.
He did that, or he did the... Have you ever bought or rented a video that wasn't quite right? Remember that one?
Yeah. Have you ever bought or...
Yes.
I'm trying to do it, but I can't quite nail it.
Anyway, cricket.
Cricket.
We're going to talk about cricket.
Cricket's coming
just
soon.
Just quickly, great cricket.
Great cricket?
Because that was a big thing
There's
in the news
a thing?
Last
That's a
weekend.
Thing?
Yeah. I play great cricket.
Which,
I mean,
which
not
grade,
this sort
Joel?
Of grade.
Are you saying which great grade? Or grade?
Grade.
Oh, I just don't think that there's... You're playing great cricket, and
great
I said,
cricket,
is there a thing?
There's good cricket, there's okay cricket, and then there's grade
like,
cricket, which
is
what I play in.
Great cricket?
Australian ex-captain and vice-captain both played in grade cricket. So, basically, Gab, what's happened is how long ago was it now?
About 9 months ago.
Yeah.
The captain was ball tampering.
That's right. So you know.
I know.
I don't know why I have to tell you this.
All I know now is that he's married. That was in the news.
Anyway, they played last weekend in grade cricket. Dave Warner scored 155 for Randwick Petersham against St. George, who had Josh Hazlewood.
Yeah, that's right. Now, there was a bit of controversy here because he scored 100 in grade cricket on Coogee Oval.
I'm so sorry. What is grade cricket?
Oh, it's grades. It's like grade 1, 2, 3, 4, like different levels. It's just
how many levels are there?
Oh, I don't know. What do you enjoy?
Oh, I'm very...
That many.
Yeah, very far down. In the 90s, I think.
Oh.
I don't think it goes that far down. It's just like, it's park cricket. You can call it park cricket. It's, you know, they don't play...
What's grade one?
That would probably be what these guys were playing. Grade one, so they're
What's
pretty good.
The cricket that Australia plays—that's
that's national cricket.
Cool.
I don't know. These are tough questions.
These are tough questions. I wasn't prepared.
getting hammered.
Anyway, you were going to say he got in a bit of trouble for.
Well, no, he got his 100 on Coogee Oval in grade cricket against, good players, but not national level. And he did his usual celebration. He did his big jump in the air like Warner does, waves his bat in the air, and his guy's filming. He goes, "Oh, settle down, Dave." It was just like classic footage, you know. This guy's just scored a century on a dodgy oval. And it's like,
no,
whatever.
Is it a dodgy oval? I mean, think of it. It's a trifecta. He's now made 100 at the MCG, the SCG, and Coogee Oval.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. He's got the trifecta.
Good on him.
The other person is, of course, ex-Aussie captain Steve Smith, who made 85.
Yeah.
Not as much as 155.
No. Wait, so he still plays?
Yeah, at grade cricket.
So he doesn't play for Australia anymore.
They've been suspended for a year for the ball tampering.
Yeah.
They'll be back again early next year.
And
For playing for Australia.
Yeah. That's the captain and vice captain of Australia who will go back and play for Australia again.
But not in captaincy roles.
Well, it's a tough one. Dave Warner probably
won't
won't get the vice captaincy role. Steve Smith, maybe.
Yeah, I think he'll go back. Again. I think he'll go back to the captain, yeah.
But also the Southern Stars, so that's the girls.
Yeah.
They play on Saturday. They start this three-game Trans-Tasman Test against, obviously, New Zealand.
The Kiwis?
Saturday night they start. It's at North Sydney Oval. It's a T20.
At night time?
Yeah.
T20 at North Sydney Oval. That'd be great.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, that's where they did the day-night test match, I think, about a year ago.
Yeah.
And Elise Perry scored 200, which is amazing.
200?
200, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. She's such a great player. I love it. I think she's the greatest sports person in this country, bar none.
Sam Kerr?
Yeah, Sam Kerr is fantastic. Like, don't get me wrong, Sam Kerr's an amazing soccer player. But, Elise Perry played in that same side. Okay. So she's played for Australia in soccer and cricket. Anyway, we're getting way off topic.
No, you're right.
No, that's not off topic. That is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. She's unbelievable. She's amazing. T20, there's a game in, so the game on Saturday night. You can actually watch it on Fox if you want. And the other one is in Brisbane, I think, and Canberra. I can't see my notes, but something like that. Very exciting.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's cricket's pretty much the start of summer international cricket starting tomorrow night.
Better bloody warm up, that's all I can say. You can't play cricket when it's this cold.
No, you can't.
No.
All right, that's right. It's game time now, and today we are going to play Professional Cyclist or Days of Our Lives character.
Oh, Days of Our Lives. Do you watch Days of Our Lives, Gab?
No. Oh, what's the other one? Bold and the Beautiful.
Yes.
Isn't Days of Our Lives the American one?
They're both American. And then there's The Young and the Restless, yeah. Which is like...
I watched Bold and the Beautiful with my nan a few times, but not Days of Our Lives.
Okay. Good. Very good. Okay, so this game is quite simple, really. I'll give you a name, and you have to tell me whether or not they are a professional cyclist or a character from Days of Our Lives. Mick, you can go first.
Wait, quick question.
Yes.
Professional cyclist around from the world.
From around the world, yeah.
You'll
but
describe.
Mostly this another is going question, to be America,
previous
if I remember correctly.
Or past characters or only current characters in Days of Our Lives?
You're going to have to wait and find out, I think.
Oh.
Without giving too much away.
This is going to be hard.
That's the whole point, really. Okay, Mick, you're first. Tilly Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Tilly Anderson.
Tilly, yes.
Is Tilly a road track cyclist who was born in Sweden in 1875 and then moved to Chicago at the age of 16? Or a businesswoman, CEO, and one-time prostitute who has been played by two different people?
You know what, Tilly? With a name like Tilly, I'd be a prostitute.
Wait, I just want to know. So, are these
anyone named Tilly with me? Yeah,
I know.
Who's not a prostitute?
These little blurbs that you're doing are real facts about someone.
Yes, I haven't made any of this up.
Okay, good.
These are either characters or cyclists.
He's really good at it. He's really hard to tell.
Yeah.
Gabby, you're up next. Okay, ready. Ariana Horton. Is Ariana a 42-year-old American former professional road racing cyclist and U.S. national member, or the daughter of Gabby and Will, who was conceived after a one-night stand and who was named after her aunt?
I'm going to go with, I was going to say bicyclist. Cyclist.
Oh.
I was really confident about that.
Yeah, shouldn't have been.
That did sound like a cyclist. I was with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's not a very dramatic name.
Ariana?
Yeah.
I feel like that's quite a new name.
Quite similar to Ariola.
Mick. Dirk Copeland. Is Dirk, an American...
I'm just going to preface something here.
Mm-hmm.
Dirk is my father's name, so please don't say anything rude or inappropriate about that.
Okay, no
prostitute
jokes.
He is not
jokes.
A prostitute.
It's Gabby's dad, an American former cyclist born September 5, 1972, who competed at the 1992 Summer Olympics and then again at the 1996 Summer Olympics.
Wow.
Or a popular character who at first was thought to be the presumed dead Rowan Brady with plastic surgery and amnesia.
Now, Dirk's an interesting name. I think it does sound like a shortening of another name, but is that like a full name? Dirk.
It's a full name.
Dirk.
Do you like to know the history or have you got time?
No,
we don't.
But I reckon it's a American cyclist.
You said American cyclist, and you are right again.
Yes.
Well done, my friend.
These are rigged.
They are rigged. Gabby, the last one. Bring it home. Connor Fields.
Connor Fields.
Yes, thank you for repeating
Copperfield.
Jeez.
Pretty close.
Is Connor an American professional BMX racer born in 1992 who represented the United States?
I think I know the answer to this.
Can I? So, yeah. I mean, you want to jump in? Or?
No, it's definitely he's a BMX rider.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, she's locking in early, Joel.
Okay. Or you don't want to say it's a character who joined the show in 2014 as the estranged brother of Jason Ridgway?
No.
Hey!
You're right. Well done.
I didn't know that, but I just really wanted to put
No, you
the
did
odds
well.
Up.
Joel, but Joel tries to put you off the scent. This is what he does as quiz master.
Mm-hmm.
So who won?
Oh, what? Yeah.
How did we win?
Yeah, that's a great question. tell them what they've won, Pete. They go home with nothing. Joel is dressed by himself and chooses to fly whenever he can. And that unfortunately brings us to the end of our show. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. We'll be back next Friday and every Friday. Maybe, yeah. We may have already been cut off. I don't know. Every Friday, 7 p.m. And that's it. Thank you for listening. And go whoever you support in sport.
Go the balls.
Go balls.
Balls.
Go sport.
Go Sporting. Good night.